you're going to love it. It's not going to, you don't want to come back because people is going to give you so much love and you have something to offer. You teach them something you know. That's me. Man, things have to be changed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for this.
You're welcome. You're more than welcome. And I hope you're doing good for your school here in. Because I don't know, something is very fascinating me with about young people this day. Because when I was a kid, when I was young, when I was your age, you know, but we learn like a history from, you know, like a story from words to words. It's not something writing. It's like something 2,000 years ago, people say that, 4,000 years ago, blah, blah, blah. It's like a, you know, they give you a story, like, you know, some of them, you don't know if it's true or if it's there's lie or something, they make you afraid, you know. What happened this day, young kids doesn't take bull like that. You said something, they just go to internet, they Google what you said. That's when they have the, they don't, you know, to be honest with you, a lot of people, I know they have problem with the young generation because they think the young generation is going too far, you know, with the technology, with blah, blah, blah. I understand, but that's the way it is. You know, that's a fact. And I think we have a chance with this new generation to change the world. Because the only person now can really do something. You know. Because they cannot really lie to each other. You know? They're not gonna take any bullshit from each other. Kids doesn't take bullshit anymore. He pick up his telephone, he just find out what you're talking about. I was talking to my daughter about things, he just go online, he said, "Dad, I see what you said, but there's something missing, by you miss something, blah blah blah, you know." It's always when I said something, he doesn't really like, you know, we argue with that. Those people, you cannot lie anymore with educate kids. I don't know, the kids not educate. You can still lie to them, but the educate one, forget about it. They're not going to take any bullshit from you. They're not going to, you tell them about paradise. Where is the paradise? Do you have an email I can Google paradise to see what you're talking about? Where is God? You know, can I email him? Can I do this? Can I do that? They ask you, let a question. I said, what are you talking about? God doesn't have an email address. God doesn't have a cell phone. But where is it? Where is it located? You know, he said, it's in the sky. Where is the sky? Look at the sky, he said, God, Dad, it's not the sky what you're looking up. It's not the sky. We live in the planet we call Earth. There's other planets called Mars, called Jupiter, called blah, 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 called blah, 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 blah. Dad, what are you talking about? That's been kids. Oh, my God. I love those kids this day. I love them. If the time I growing up, if it was today, I think we might do a lot of things. Because there's things to we back then we more motivated. Politically we was more motivated. Young people back then, because I remember when Che Guevara was dying, like most of the university in Europe, and it's like a funeral all over the world. That's mean young people was really motivated politically back then. They're here, we have a lot of people activists, you know, like Angela Davis, all of the young people, like, you know, it was really more, but now they're more technologically more, you know. But when they go to the politics, they're going to see exactly what's going on. They're going to make the difference, believe me.